This is the World of Agriculture on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network. I'm Riley Smith. 2025 saw almost record volume and value for pork exports. We'll have more right after this.
In rural Iowa, you need reliable information. The Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network brings you ag-specific content like market trends, weather outlooks, and policy updates that matter to your operation, while your local station brings you community news and consistent updates on what is happening in your area. It's a partnership built for the challenges of rural life. Your farm, your local station, and your friends at the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, where Iowa Ag matters. Find us online at iowaagnet.com.
2025 proved to be another strong year for U.S. pork exports with a volume of 2.9 million metric tons. This is 3% shy of the 2024 record, but it was still the third highest on record. Value was 3% down from 2024's record, but the second highest overall at $8.4 billion. Andy Tower, Vice President of International Market Development at the National Pork Board, said the industry continues to see sustained demand for U.S. pork in the Western Hemisphere.
Mexico was record large this year in both terms of value and volume, records in other Central American countries as well as the Caribbean. And so, again, I think that really starts to solidify U.S. pork's footprint in this Western Hemisphere. We do continue to see some challenges and some headwinds with some of our Asian markets. A lot of that is driven by, you know, geopolitics as well as dollar value.
The U.S. Meat Export Federation works closely with the pork industry as a key partner in expanding and strengthening export markets for U.S. pork around the world. Tower said one area that is bringing value and profit opportunities is the pork loin in Japan.
In Takatsu, in that Japanese market, and this is one that's really, really going well in that marketplace. So again, just another example of how diverse the product mix is for U.S. pork in that partnership with USMEF, because if it wasn't for their team and the boots on the ground and really understand what that Japanese market is looking for, we wouldn't be able to deliver on a product like that. So again, that partnership and those regional experts that, USMEF has is just key to being able to continue to drive demand for U.S. pork.
For more export data, visit porkcheckoff.org. For the World of Agriculture on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, I'm Riley Smith.